Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Be'a Daf Yud Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Ches. You will notice a house marking with a number 2 to the side of the Gemara. Being that it's a number 2, obviously we started this series marking in our previous shiur. Very simply put, we are learning several explanations as to why the Mishnah forbids the immersion of vessels on Shabbos and Yom Tov in a mikveh. So Rav Yosef Omar, after having seen Rabbah's explanation of the fear of coming to carry 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim, Rav Yosef says, Gezerah Mishum Schita. Schita is the wringing out of clothing. When the Mishnah says that one is not allowed to makbil kelim, the term kelim can refer to clothing. So one is not allowed to immerse clothing, because if one does, he might come to squeezing them out. And schita is considered a malacha on Shabbos. A malacha, of course, is a forbidden action on Shabbos. Amale Abaye. Abaye addresses Rav Yosef. And just like we saw Abaye address Rabbah, so Abaye is also he who addresses Rav Yosef. And he says, Teinach kelim debnei schita ninu. That's a good explanation regarding those kind of vessels that are subject to schita. Clothing, material, fabrics. Kelim delav b'nei schita ninu ma'i kol ha'meimar. What about cups and cutlery, plates, dishes, bowls? They're not subject to being wrung out. They don't absorb the water in them. So why can't you immerse cups and cutlery and pans and dishes on Yom Tov? Amarle, Rav Yosef answered, Gzeiro hani otu hani. We restrict the immersion of non-schita vessels in anticipation of your coming to allow yourself to immerse all schita-type vessels. So, according to Rav Yosef, you see that we make a gzeira. Esve kol hani tyufta. Here the Gemara saves a lot of ink. And upon hearing this, so Abaye raised as an objection to Rav Yosef all the above triangled sources we saw where in our previous year, in the previous year we discussed all those cases where we made certain allowances, where other actions were not allowed, and we didn't restrict that which was allowed in anticipation of your coming to do that which is not allowed. So all the sources indicate we don't impose restrictions, gzeros, in anticipation of coming to an actual violation. Veshoni lei kedeshaninon, and Rav Yosef answered Abaye's objections as we already did in our previous year. And it was so nicely mapped out. You can just look at the upper part of this daf, all the triangle cases 1 through 5, where we presented Tanaic sources which indicate we don't make gzeros, and in each case the Gemara answered why there we don't make gzeros, but as far as what I am saying, says Rav Yosef, we will make the gzera. Rav Bevai, number three, house number three, Rav Bevai Omar, Gezero Shemo Ishe. We don't want you being Toivol, Kalim on Yom Tov, because if one is allowed to, he is going to leave over all his Tomei vessels till Yom Tov, which is a time of, one has free time, so to speak, on Yom Tov. As opposed to during the week, one is working and doesn't have time to tend to other matters. If one would be allowed to toivel vessels on Yom Tov, he'll yishes to leave it over till Yom Tov. And in the meantime, having all these tome vessels in one's possession, waiting till Yom Tov for their tevilah, so in the interim, a person can come, what Rashi says, Rashi says three lines from the end. He'll come to a problem, and what's the problem? Lishtamish ben truma. He might use the vessels with truma. Even if you're not a kohen, but you tithe truma, and you might have truma in your possession, put in coming into contact with these tome vessels, it'll ruin the truma. So therefore, we anticipate this, and we restrict the person from Tevila on Yom Tov. Therefore, he has no incentive to leave the vessels around, and we thereby avoid this takola, this problem. Tanyo Kavosei de Rav Bevai, we have a Tanaic source supporting his approach. Kli Shinitmo Mer of Yom Tov, a vessel that became Tomei, Erev Yom Tov, Ein Matbilin Oso B'Yom Tov. We don't allow him to toivel it on Yom Tov, Gzeira Shemo Yishe, because we're afraid he might deliberately leave it over till Yom Tov for Tevila purposes, and in the interim come to the ruination of Truma. Rava Omar, Mipnei Shenira Kimisakin Kli. Rava explains why Tevila of vessels, immersion of vessels on Yom Tov is prohibited, because it looks like you are repairing the vessel. And repairing vessels is a malocha on Shabbos. So things that look like you're repairing the vessel come under a rabbinic restriction. Ihachi, if it's an issue of appearing, giving the appearance of repairing, Odom Nami, then a person immersion in mikvah should also be restricted, and we know it's not. The Gemara says, Odom Nira Kemekar. A person who immerses himself gives the impression that he's jumping into the water to cool off, not to fix a problem that he has, not to repair his purity status. No, it looks like he's going in simply to cool off. Ha Tenach Mayim Yofim. That is a good explanation when you're dealing with immersion in clean water. Mayim Royim Mayik LeMeimar. What about immersion in a filthy mikveh? And yet we know that's allowed. The Gemara says that even in that case, it still is not going to look like misakein. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Pa'omim Sh'adam Bo B'Shrav. We continue at the top of Amid Beis. There are times a person comes in the heat of day, the rochets, and he'll bathe afilu b'mei mashra, even in flax water. Flax water has a foul odor to it. So even in bad water, a person will jump in for the purpose of cooling off, so that if one's real intention is for purification, it's still not going to create the impression of nira kemisakein, but rather nira appears as mekar, cooling off. Well, tenach b'mosachamo. So far, this explains why we can allow immersion in all kinds of waters during the hot season. In the rainy season, which is associated with the winter season, the cold season, well, what are you going to say then? How is it that we allow it? Does it not look like he is clean, that he is fixing himself? Well, Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, and once again, Rav Nachman Yitzchok offers his explanation. At times, a person comes in from the fields, meluchach, dirty soil with the tit, with the clay and soa, dung, the rochets, and will bathe afilu b'mois hakshamim. Even in the cold season, the person's motivation to rid himself of the filth is so strong that he'll go into water even in the cold season. So that immersion, even in the winter season, doesn't appear to be masaking. It gives the impression that he is cleaning himself off. Tenach b'Shabbos. This is a justification for a Shabbos tefillah, because a Shabbos tefillah will appear as someone is simply cleaning himself off. B'Yom HaKippur Ma'ikul Meimar. What about immersion on Yom Kippur? Now, we allow immersion on Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is a day that is forbidden to bathe for the sake of bathing, for the sake of cleansing oneself in water. That's forbidden on Yom Kippur. So the explanation that we gave, that Rav Nachman Ritzur gave, isn't going to cover Yom Kippur. So how do you explain the heter, the permission for immersion in the mikveh the part of a person on Yom Kippur? Does it not look like misakein? Omar Rava. So Rava presents a halachic response. In other words, you might argue on the surface that it looks like misakein. However, mi iko midi, is there anything, any malocha, de b'Shabbos shori ubiyom kippurim osur, is there any productive activity? Now, we're not talking about eating and drinking. Those are clearly Yom Kippur Isurim. But when it comes to this realm of discussion, we're dealing with the realm of Misake. Misake means repairing things. That has to do with the realm of Malachas. So is there anything in the realm of Malachas that on Shabbos we would allow? And we allow, for example, immersion because of it looks like you're cooling off. B'Yom HaKippurim Osir, and we would put Yom Kippur on a higher pedestal of prohibition than Shabbos? That can't be. Ela Huyil U'B'Shabbos Shori B'Yom HaKippurim Nami Shori. Rather, since on Shabbos it is allowed, on Yom Kippur it is also allowed. And Rashi adds, B'Yom HaKippurim Nami Shori Aviyaf HaGav Delo Nira Kemeikar, even though with regard to Yom Kippur, it doesn't look like he's simply going in the water to cool off, because that would be something that's usher to do on Yom Kippur. So that even though it's not Nira Kameka, it's Mutter, Shelo Tachmir Linyan Malacha B'Yom Kippur Mishabbos, so that you don't have a situation of a greater stringency in the realm of Malachas on Yom Kippur than we have on Shabbos. And now we have a long question. The subtopic that we have on the side features this point, the Tatnose subtopic. We have written on the side, Lefi Rova, Mutr L'Odom Litbol B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Di'eno Nira Kemesakein. It's according to Rova, a person is allowed to immerse himself in a mikveh on Shabbos Yom Tov, and it doesn't appear like he is repairing something, in contrast to vessels. V'ha the Mutr Litbol B'Yom Kippur, and the fact that we allow Tevilim Kippur, where you don't have the nira kemekar idea. Hainu mishum hoyil. Hoyil b'Shabbos shori b'Yom Kippur nami shori. Since the word hoyil means since. Since on Shabbos it's allowed, on Yom Kippur it has to be allowed as well. And now we raise a question. It's a long question, but it's a very simple idea. Does Rava really hold from this concept? Umi islay le Rava hoyil. Does Rava really subscribe to this type of logic? V'ha tnan. We have a Tanaic source, hachoshish b'shinov. Maybe we should just a word of introduction that on Shabbos, medicinal, therapeutic procedures are prohibited. Or in simple terms, one is not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos. Unless, of course, if you're dealing with something that's life-threatening or could result in serious injury. But by rule of thumb, minor aches and pains does not justify the taking of medicines on Shabbos. There's an isser of taking medicines. It's known as the isser. The reason is mishum shchika samamonim. You might come to grind down herbs and spices in the preparation of your own home medicines. So we ban taking of medicines in general. So with that background in mind, v'hotnan hachoshish b'shina, of one who has a tooth discomfort, lo yigamea bohen esachoymetz, he shall not swallow vinegar. Apparently, vinegar has a therapeutic value for toothaches. Avol mitabel hu kedarkoi vim nisrape nisrape. However, he is allowed to, let's say, take bread or vegetables and dip them in vinegar and eat them. And by consuming the vinegar in that fashion, in an eating fashion, it's okay. So what the source prohibits is taking a swig of pure vinegar without it being mixed with other foods. That is prohibited. That clearly looks medicinal. V'raminon Allah, and we raise a contradiction. Lo yigameu polet avo megameu bolea. This source says one shall not imbibe the vinegar and spit it out, but rather one can drink it and swallow it. So the source before just said lo yigamea. This source says megamea. That's a contradiction, and of course we're navigating with our dashed underlining. V'yomar Abaye, and regarding the contradiction, Abaye explains kitnan nami masnisen, the source that said osur, that said lo yigamea, that is megame upoletan. It was a case where he imbibes it and spits it out. That type of behavior is clearly medicinal, as opposed to someone who drinks it. That's not something that was ever forbidden. It just looks like a drink, and that's why, and therefore it doesn't. It doesn't appear as a therapeutic action. The Rava Omar. Now we dashed on the line Rava because we want to draw your attention. The discussion focuses on Rava. The Rava Omar afilu tema megamea ubolea. The Mishnah that answers the first of these two Tanakh sources that forbids the megamea, it might very well be in fact megamea ubalea, where he swallows it. And still below kasha, there is no contradiction. Kan koidem tibul, kan liachar tibul. It depends when during the meal you did these things. Tibul literally means dunking of food. You have this on Pesach night. Everyone is familiar with the karpas dunking in salt water, and the mor in charoses. The dunking is something that characterized their meals and dunking food, which for our purposes simply means, in this case, before the meal and after the meal. So kodem tibul means before the meal. So the source that says megamea ubolea, that is where you're drinking the vinegar before the meal. In that context, it looks like a pre-meal drink, something that helps the digestion, arouses the appetite, and hence it doesn't look like a therapeutic action, and therefore it's not osur mishum refuah. Kan liachar tibul, the source that prohibits the swallowing of vinegar, that's after your meal. That's not a time that people, after you finished eating, and you finished eating, and in the course of the eating you were dunking food in vinegar, what are you drinking vinegar for now? Unless it's for therapeutic purposes. And therefore, it would be usr. We continue. Ve'im Isa. If it were so that Rava says ho'il, Nema, why not say in this context ho'il v'koidem tibul shari, since before the meal it's mutter to swallow the vinegar, li'achar tibul nami shari, it's mutter afterwards as well. And yet you see that Rava doesn't reason like that. And if you see here that Rava denies ho'il, so in the case of the Yom Kippur Tevila, we're going to be left with our question of why is it that it's mutter to toivel on Yom Kippur when you don't have the Svar of Nira Kemekar. Before, Rava said it's mutter to Toivel on Yom Kippur because Ho'il, it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter therefore on Yom Kippur as well. But here, you see, he doesn't subscribe to the Ho'il logic. The Gemara answers, Hodar Bei Rava Mehahi. Rava backed out of his, when we have the number two, just a few lines up, four or five lines up, Rava coming on the heels of Abaye, he backed out of that. In other words, he backed out of his Hesber of the vinegar, where he explained that Megamea Ubalea could be Usur, which led us to say that he doesn't hold from Hoyil. But rather, he will explain the vinegar case like Abaye did, namely that the only vinegar method that's prohibited is the putting in your mouth and spitting it out immediately. But Megamea Bolea is allowed under all circumstances. And that is because of Ho'il. Rava holds from Ho'il. And just like Rava will hold by Ho'il, by the vinegar, he will stick to his original explanation. That is why you're able to be Toivel on Yom Kippur. Since on Shabbos it's Mutter, on Yom Kippur it also has to be Mutter. The Gemara asks me, "My demeahi hodar bay dilma me ho hodar bay." Who says that Rava backs out of his vinegar explanation? That he backs out of what we have Rava number two, four lines above here. Who says he backs out of that? Dilma me ho hodar bay. Maybe he backs out of what he claimed regarding Yom Kippur, and he will tell you that tvila on Yom Kippur is aser. Why? Because we don't say Ho'il. Just like by the vinegar, Rava is not backing out. He does not hold from Ho'il. So to justify a Yom Kippur Tevila based on Ho'il, he won't do that. Lo Salkadaitif. No, you can't think that. You can't think that Rava would ban immersion in a mikvah on Yom Kippur. Desanya. The source, there's a Tanaic source that says, Kol chayvei tevilas tevilin kedarkan bein betishabov bein be yom ha-kipurim. All those that are obligated to immerse themselves in a normal way, whether it's Tishabov, which is also a day of, we'll say, bathing restriction, whether it is Yom Kippur. So that even though these are days that are usur in bathing, they are mutter in tevilah. So the Rava, in order to explain that, Rava will say Ho'il, and since he will hold from Ho'il, he'll have to explain the vinegar contradiction as Abaye did, and not the way he did in the number two. V'shoven shemashikin es hamayim b'kli evin v'chulei. V'chulei, the Mishnah went on to say, avoloi matbilin. So, my avolo matbilin, what does that mean? Omar Shmuel, ein matbilin es hakli Al gav meimov litaro biyomtov. If you have a vessel that is that's impure, that needs immersion, and you happen to have water that you want to metaher, so the Mishnah is telling you, you cannot achieve tara for the vessel that's tomei along with the water that you are doing hashokotu. Now, the Mishnah did tell us, and we discussed this in our previous year, that you're allowed, mashikin es hamayim b'kliyev, and you're allowed to purify water. So, the Mishnah is telling you, even though there's a heter to purify water, you can't take advantage of that heter, so to speak, and also at simultaneously have a tomei vessel become tohor while you are purifying your water through hashoka in the mikvah. Moni Masnisa. Now, on the side of our Gemara, we have a topic heading. Mosai Mutter Shabbos Yontov Tevilas Kalim Hashokas Mayim. When on Shabbos and Yontov are these actions allowed? And we will, in our note, we continue pointing out what the Gemara is going to do. HaGemara menase loymar, the Gemara will try to say, Shemeshoseinu, Shemechalekes, Bein Hashoka, Litvilas Kli, Litvilas Kli, Al Gabi Meimov. that our Mishnah that makes a distinction between Hashoka, the Hashokas Mayim and the Kli Evin, and the Tfilas Kli Agabi Meimov, the Matira Mashikin Voseris Matbilin, the Mishnah made that distinction, that if all you're doing is the Hashokas Hamayim, purifying the water, that's allowed Shabbos Yontif, and if you're trying to Mitayer, to purify a defiled vessel at the same time, that is Osir, that's forbidden, then approach Lo Kerebi, the Lo Karabonon. It's not, it appears not like Rebbe's approach, which we will see in the Gemara, nor like the Rabbanan's approach, which we will see in the Gemara. Sheloi Mechalkin. They don't make a distinction. In other words, you'll see that Rebbe is strict across the boards. No Mashikin, no Matbilin, and the Rabbanan are lenient across the boards. Matbilin and Mashikin. Avo Basof, HaGemara. Mevia shtei ukimtas lahamida oikarebi oikarabonan. In the continuation of the Gemara will bring us two possibilities of setting up the Mishnah like either Rebbe or the Rabbanan. And under our Mivneh heading, a diamond is featured, which highlights the expression v'kula masnisen. These represent the shtei ha'ukimtois d'leo, the two setups of the Mishnah, making it such that we can learn the Mishnah in accordance with either Rebbe or the Rabbana. So with that background in mind, namely that our Mishnah makes a distinction between Mashik and Mayim, where all you are doing is simply purifying the water, versus the case of purification of a vessel along with the purification of water, which is forbidden. So our Gemara says, Moni Masnisen, and it's a long question. You can see we've marked it as such. Who is our Mishnah? Lo Rebbe v'lo Rabbanan. It doesn't seem to jive with Rebbe nor the Rabbanan Desanya. And in this Tanaic source, you can see Rebbe and the Chachamim appear and be a note that, as we learn, Rebbe and the Chachamim, neither one distinguishes between these two procedures of Matbilim, the Kli, with the water, and the case of Mashik in the Mayim with the Kli Evin. So the source says, Ein Matbilin es HaKli Algabi Meimov Letaro. Of course, all of this we learned in the Mishnah, but we'll translate it again. One is not allowed to immerse a Tomei vessel on Yom Tov, even though he is doing it Algav Meimov, that means together with water that's in the vessel, that's Tomei, that he is going to and also be Matayer simultaneously. So he's not allowed to do that. Reading the line again, Ein Matbilin Mesakli Algav Meimov Letaro. The Ein Mashikin Esamai Bekli Evin Letaron, and we've written, this is not like our Mishnah. This point, our Mishnah says you are allowed to do this. This is the case of Hashoka, where you have a stone vessel. Kli Evin is a stone vessel, which is not subject to defilement, can't become Tomei. This approach, this Rebbe is telling us, you can't Mitaher the water alone either, contrary to our Mishnah. And how is water Torah? So again, I know in our previous show we discussed this. This is a case where you have filled the vessel to its brim with the Tomei water, and by submerging the vessel, causing contact between the surface water in the vessel and the surface of the mikveh, that attachment creates Tara for the water in the vessel. It's called Zriya. All that having been said, Rebbe does not allow either one of these procedures. That is not like our Mishnah. They are more lenient. They are allowing matbilin kli agav meimov litaroi, the purification of a tomei vessel with the tomei water in it. U mashikin es hamayim bekli even litaron. And that they allow, that in fact our Mishnah also did allow. Money, who would be the author of our Mishnah? once again, our Mishnah made a distinction between Makbilin and Mashikin. Who is our Mishnah like? E. Rebbe. Kashi Hashoka. If our Mishnah was like Rebbe, it doesn't conform to our Mishnah, which allows Hashoka, is not like Rebbe, who users, who prohibits Hashoka. E. Rabbanan Kashi Hagbola. If our Mishnah were authored by the Rabbanan, well, there's inconsistency there. Our Mishnah prohibits the Matbilin Esakli Agav Meimov, and the Rabbanan allow that. The Gemara surprisingly answers, believe it or not, you can set up our Mishnah like either Rebbe or the Rabbanan. And the Gemara spells it all out. Our Mishnah, with its distinction, can conform to Rebbe. Rebbe represented a more strict approach. Reisha de Braisa. The first part of the Braisa, where Rebbe said Ein Matbilin. From that phrase, Ein Matbilin, in the beginning of the Braisa, there's room to infer Matbilin no, but yes Hashoka. Just if you focus on that first phrase. That's why it's called the Reisha of the Braisa. The first phrase of the Braisa, and isolating Ein Matbilin Zekli Agav Neimo Lotaro, if you isolate that phrase, you could infer that Mashikin is allowed. So Reisha de Braisa B'Yom Tov. Let's look at Yom Tov, not Shabbos, but Yom Tov. The Seifa, the end of Rebbe's comment, where he says Ein Mashikin, that's B'Shabbos. So Rebbe's two sentences are talking about two different time periods. When Yom Tov is a more lenient time period. So on Yom Tov, what we prohibit is the Matbilin, but Mashikin you can do. Shabbos is a more stringent time period, so you cannot do even Mashikin. Our Mishnah said you're allowed to do Mashikin. The Kula Masnisin B'Yom Tov, our Mishnah that allows Mashikin is talking about Yom Tov. It's true our Mishnah does not allow Matbilin, but that's good. Rebbe also did not allow he did not allow Matbilin on Yom Tov. So our Mishnah, which allows Mashikin and prohibits Matbilin, is talking about Yom Tov as Rebbe would have you learn. We continue at the top of Yutes Amad Aleph. Ve'i boyaseim o Rabbonon. Our Mishnah can be set up like the Rabbonon. Now, here you have to spell out, and Rashi does spell everything out. So, and we've written above what approach you're supposed to take. The Rabbonon, don't forget, in the Braisa, the Rabbonon were very lenient. They allowed Mashikin. And not only Mashikin, they allowed even Matabilin. So the Braisa has the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan had two sentences as well. They had two phrases as well. So the Braisa and the Rabbanan in that Braisa, the opening statement the Rabbanan made was, you're allowed to do Matabilin. Well, that heter, when you say you're allowed to do Matbilin, which involves the purification of an actual vessel as well, certainly you'll be allowed to do Mashikin. So that is, as far as the Rabbonon are concerned, that's on Yom Tov. The Seifa of the Rabbonon then say you're allowed to do Mashikin, implying not allowed to do Matbilin, that is talking about Shabbos. So in the as far as the Rabbonon are concerned, on Shabbos, no Matbilin, but yes Mashikin. Is that familiar? It sure is. Like our Mishnah. The Kula Masnisin, B'Shabbos. And if you want to set up the Mishnah like the Rabbonon, we will simply tell you that our Mishnah, which says no Matbilin, but yes Mashikin, is like the Rabbonon, and there approach to Shabbos. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.